In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Hey, I'm so glad you're here with me at the Amber May Show. I have none other than Representative Mark Fincham. We are talking about election integrity. And will Maricopa decertify, nullify? You will find out on this episode of the Amber May Show. Make sure you please join me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. Well, that's my website, theambermayshow.com, but also on Telegram, the Amber May Show. Follow me there. I'd love to have you a part of our chat group and discussions there as well. Please, please support my independent journalism. Go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Go get some swag. Go get some of those great cups, those wonderful cups. And please support my sponsors like MyPillow, promo code Amber, Dr. Stell MD, Amber May. I have more promos coming just your way to help you save even more money. But make sure you stock up on your Patriot supplies. Everything you need, from water to purifications to food to, oh my gosh, it's crazy the stuff they have. So go to my website, theambermayshow.com, click the resource section, and make sure you stock up on all the resources just in case something happens. But it's going to be pretty exciting what we're talking about with Representative Mark Fincham. It's always a good time, so please come on by, and don't forget to support Hero Soap Company and use promo code AmberMay there as well. So like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. We need to get the word out to as many people as you can. So will Maricopa decertify? Will Arizona decertify? You'll find out on this episode. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleep. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now and save money by using promo code Amber May. Hey guys, it's Amber May, and guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow. And right now, there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work. So I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So, hey, use promo code Amber at mypillow.com/Amber and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So, mypillow.com, use promo code Amber. Representative Mark Fincham. He's running for Secretary of State. I'm excited for him to be Secretary of State. I need someone like him who's pro-election integrity to sit at the helm, right? And so I know he's going to win the election, and I'm so honored to be speaking with you, sir.
Well, thank you for having me on.
I have a great deal of respect for you, especially how pro-election integrity you've been. I mean, I know you're one of the good guys in the house, so to sit here and talk to you and be able to have conversations is an honor to me.
So election integrity is about one thing, power. Mm-hmm. Power determines where this goes.
Correct.
And the people who are in charge will either respect this or disrespect this. This is taxpayer money. I'm a taxpayer. It's my money. Okay. Democrats would have you believe that money is theirs and it's on loan to the people.
That's exactly right.
The people are the ones who give up their time, their talent, their sweat, their intellectual property, all of that, in order to earn that. Government didn't earn that. Okay? And if they choose not to spend it, then that's their choice. It's kind of like with education. I know I'm going down a rabbit hole here, but public schools. I guess the question I would ask your listeners, are you satisfied with the education your children are getting?
Absolutely not.
And if you're not, why do you keep giving them money?
Exactly.
That's a pretty simple question.
Right.
With a really simple rhetorical question back.
Right.
So it's things like that down at the legislature that I'm going to miss. As you probably already know, I'm in my final session.
Yes.
We have term limits in Arizona, and I've now been elected 4 times, and that's the limit. It's time for Mark to go away. So in about 6 to 7 weeks, I'll turn off the light switch in my office for the last time. Well, not technically, as an active legislator. I'll be a legislator in case we have to have a special session or whatever all the way in through to December. I don't expect to see that happen. Our governor has done nothing for special sessions that even when we absolutely
demanded
needed them.
It. The people demanded it, and he refused to give it.
I'm pretty critical of Doug Ducey. I think he's been detached and unplugged from the people for a very long time. He served special interests and
Because here's what angered me. You were having the ad hoc hearing, November 30th, wasn't it?
Yep.
November 30th.
The day.
And that's the day he was signing it, right?
In fact, we started that hearing at 9 o'clock in the morning. And at 10:30, after we already had a significant amount of testimony that would give someone pause to say, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't sign this. Maybe we should watch the rest of this hearing. But instead, at 10:30 or so, he and Democrat Katie Hobbs, who, by the way, probably should be impeached because of what she did today.
Yes. What did she do today?
She took down EQUAL.
She did? Yeah. I thought the Attorney General was
the Attorney General said, if you do that, you are committing a crime.
Oh, my God.
So I'm pretty sure that there will be at least one article of impeachment, perhaps more. But anybody who is running for office in the state of Arizona relies on it.
Exactly.
I mean, I rely on it.
For
example, I've got well over 6,800 signatures online for my nominating
party. Right.
Well, because it's a statewide race, and there are so many people who live out in the Tules,
right.
There's virtually no way for me to get a broad base
of
signatures.
Right.
You know, it's easy to pay somebody to go into Maricopa County and get all your signatures.
Well, I volunteered to get this man's signatures in Maricopa County.
And but I appreciate the work you've done.
You're absolutely right. In the rural areas, it's very hard. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can go into a shopping center and get a dozen pages in a day.
Right.
Okay, but that's not a broad base of support. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure, I'm a rural guy. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that the rural community is well represented as well.
What I'm excited about this next election is you sitting as Secretary of State. Then we have Carrie Lake sitting as governor. And then the really good legislators that are still there. I feel like we can really turn this Arizona ship around because you'll be at the helm. Carrie Lake will be at the helm. And then those like the Borellis and the Karen Fans and all of those people that are so pro-election integrity will be at the legislature passing great legislation. I think this is really exciting time for Arizona.
I think I would agree with that assessment. I think that we've got an opportunity right now. I'm predicting that we're going to pick up 4, 5, maybe even 6 seats. So that means instead of having to live under the tyranny of one,
right,
which for those people that don't know, we have 31 members of Republicans in the House, 29 Democrats in the House. It only takes one Republican defector to kill a bill. Now, when you have a broader range, when you're 36, 24, you can afford to lose a couple.
Right, correct.
So I'm very hopeful for that. I think we're going to see the same kind of thing happen over in the Senate. I think we're going to pick up two, perhaps three seats. And there's going to be some people challenged who have been, I would call them Democrats registered as Republicans.
Yes.
Republicrats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people call them rhinos, man. But I'm not going to be kind and say Republican in name only. It's, you're a Democrat, you're an infiltrator,
I feel, and you're registered as a Republican. I think that's Rusty Bowers. I think that's also Paul Boyer. I think he's one of those.
Well, Paul Boyer's probably not coming back.
Good, good.
It's likely that Rusty Bowers won't come back.
I hope
he's
not.
Running for Senate against David Farnsworth.
Oh,
Hands down, David Farnsworth is the better candidate.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Okay, so let's talk about your resolution. I was so proud of you, sir. I was so proud. I shouted it from the rooftops, my show, my Telegram channels. I couldn't be so proud. I knew it was going to be a hard road ahead of you. And then, you know, we had the Wisconsin come out and say they want to do the search. So tell me, where are we at with this resolution? What happened when you...
The resolution was introduced on the last Monday that we could introduce bills and resolutions. And within 20 minutes, the Speaker of the House put out a tweet that said it's unconstitutional and it will receive the consideration that it's due. Okay, you want to mock me? All right. He's got a couple of members that are running around saying it's unconstitutional and it shouldn't be heard and all that. Okay, so for something to be unconstitutional, it has to be listed in the Constitution. And then the body has to do something that violates that. It's a very clear legal theory. I mean, that's under the 10th Amendment, frankly.
Right.
We have ample jurisprudence from the Supreme Court that says, yes, the legislature has plenary power. Plenary is a word that does not need an adjective. It is absolute. The court has said the legislature can even draw its power back. Okay? Now, to say that this has never been done before, oh, wait a minute. 1960, Hawaii's very first presidential election between Nixon and Kennedy. Nixon was declared the winner, transmitted to Congress. Court comes back and says, no, it's going to Kennedy. They had to withdraw it back. So it's been done before. In fact, there's a number of Supreme Court cases, jurisprudence that's out there. So the people who are running around saying that it's unconstitutional, quite frankly, are displaying their ignorance of the Constitution, their ignorance of jurisprudence. And frankly, in one of the debates that I did, I simply said, look, here's my proof. Where's your proof? Put up or shut up.
And
that was the challenge, to have an Oxford-style debate. And to this date, I've got my three lawyers and scholars to talk. Nobody has come forward to challenge it.
Because they know they'll lose.
Exactly.
So when you presented evidence to Rusty Bowers, what happened? What did he say?
He didn't say anything to me other than put a tweet out saying it'll receive the consideration it's due.
Does that mean it died in the House, or is it still a thing?
At this point, I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
There are certain parliamentary moves that can be used, but that has to be measured out very
strategically.
Very strategically.
Well, that's good. It gives me hope, because I loved what you put out. I love the resolution. I love that you put yourself on the line, that you really believe in this. You're behind the people. You're behind we the people. It's refreshing to know that there's lawmakers that are still behind we the people, because
the Constitution's really clear when you allow it to be. That's what breaks my heart.
I just know how the legislature works in Arizona, and it's a fight right now to get really great election bills passed.
Yep.
I was watching a session with the Senate, and Senator Borelli had this great speech about he wants to do the audit general, and he had this great speech, and I really respected what he had to say. And I was really disappointed that they didn't get the yes vote to pass that. Because, you know, it's really hard at the legislature. So
it can be difficult.
Yeah. So what are you talking about on the tour?
Well, today I'll be talking about election integrity. And the idea, the concept that elections belong to the people, they don't belong to the government. And that means God has called, Exodus 18:21, God called his people. Choose wisely. Choose godly men. Disinterested in personal gain to lead the thousands, the hundreds, the fifties, and the tens. Mm-hmm. Well, that's first of all, it's a Republican form of government. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I don't think that's what we have chosen. Those are the kind of people that are not in office, okay? And frankly, we now have a cartel that is operating between the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. All they do is trade power every once in a while to placate the people.
That's right.
So there's a couple things that I'm going to be talking about relative to that. And then the other thing, Cleta Mitchell is doing something with the National Election Integrity Project. If people want to go and see what she's doing, they can go to www.whoscounting.com. And I think it's .com. Isn't that .com? It's .us. I guess I'll look at that. I have to look that up real quick. What she's doing is she's putting together election integrity workshops.
Oh, okay.
So, let's see.
That would be a great thing for my audience to get a part of.
Well, it's everything from poll watchers to election workers to folks to help people get to the polls, that kind of stuff.
Do you still, if people still feel upset about the election, you're still encouraging them to get out and vote, right? Because I've been encouraging my people to get out and vote.
Yeah, because if you don't, that means you just give it to the Democrats. Why would you give the Democrats anything?
I say keep going. Don't make the win easy. You know, let's get out there, go in numbers. Like, the biggest, let's outdo what we did with President Trump. Let's outdo that. Come out there and really, really bring the vote out.
Well, I was wrong. It's whoscounting.us.
Whoscounting.us,
yeah.
Okay.
And since they don't have internet.
Yeah. And how can people reach out to you, support you, help you in your campaign?
They can go to votefincham.com. That's V-O-T-E, F like Frank, I, N like Nancy, C-H-E-M like Mark, .com.
Thank you very much, Representative Fincham, for coming on the program. Please go to his website, support him. He's a great candidate.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Hey guys, so here is your Money Minute, because I want to help you build financial wealth for your family and leave legacies for your family. And one way we do that is protecting our clients should they become ill or injured. So I'm with A&M Futures, and I'm looking to help you build legacy wealth for your family. Back in 2007, I was a passenger in a car accident, and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. I was flown to the nearest hospital, And honestly, I really don't remember much. I have like bits and pieces that come at me, but I do remember the recovery process, and the recovery process was really difficult. I worked at a radio station at the time, and I couldn't really speak. I mean, I could physically speak, but there was a disconnect between what I wanted to say and what would come out of my mouth, and it would be really hard. And then I had zero memory whatsoever, meaning like if you told me to do XYZ, 2 seconds later, I'm not joking, I would not remember you told me to do XYZ. I would remember you told me to do something, but I couldn't remember what XYZ was. But generally speaking, I've come a long ways from a traumatic brain injury. But during that time, there was a period I couldn't work. And that financially impacted us. So if you are facing something that could potentially impact you, and we don't want that for you, so let me show you what we can do. Let me show you like a scenario, a situation, if you will, of how we can help our clients. So we are going to be talking about a 30-year-old male, because compliance likes us dealing with 30-year-old males, and this is just easy math for us, okay? And so we're going to compare our retirement account with a traditional retirement account. So in a traditional retirement account, this gentleman gets $3,600 in savings. If for whatever reason he needs to take money before he is 59 and a half, he gets stuck with a 10% penalty. And I'm going to just bring these over. And this is how we protect our clients for illness and injury and death. So let's say that, God forbid, you have an untimely death. If you were a 30-year-old male and you had put $3,600 into your account, you would have left your family with $382,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So imagine if you're married and you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them hanging high and dry. So with our type of retirement account, you can have a death benefit, but you also get what we call living benefits. So if you get a terminal diagnosis, which means you have 24 months or less to live, you can take that money out, and notice it says tax-free distribution. You can take that money out and do whatever you want with it. If you want to do a bucket list, do a bucket list. If you just want to have that for your family once you depart from our earth and leave your family so they're not in destitute, then you can do that. It's your money. No one's going to tell you what to do. But here's the other ones. If here the critical illness and critical injury has 17 different triggers, like heart attack, stroke, ALS, traumatic brain injury, things like that. And so if that was you, you could get a tax-free distribution in this scenario of $200,000. Not bad, right? But let's say you need some extra help and you can't do 2 out of your 6 daily living habits. You can't clean yourself, you can't dress yourself, you can't cook for yourself. If that's the case, then our clients are protected, because in this situation, they would be getting $7,500 a month in tax redistribution. So we help our clients in so many different ways. And so if you want to set an appointment with me to see numbers for you specifically, then go ahead to my website, theambermayshow.com, and let's set up a 15, 20-minute conversation, and I can show you specifically how we can help you, and you can learn more about our retirement services versus the traditional one.